Welcome to another episode of Faith Unhinged podcast, where we explore the dynamic intersection of faith and modern spirit. I'm your host, David Brusich, and today we're diving into a truly inspiring journey of how faith can guide us through not just personal growth, but also professional excellence. Joining us is a special guest, Brandon Drummer, and his partner, Thomas Kaufman, they're visionary leaders whose careers have spanned from with Brandon being a medical specialist to becoming a CEO in telecommunications and now making waves in the real estate investment and development department. Brandon's journey is a testament to how unwavering faith can lead to remarkable success in the business world. Brandon, Thomas, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have both of you with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's dive right into the questions. We want to get your story out there and your journey. And Thomas, feel free to jump in today. Love to hear your perspective as well. But let's start with your journey of faith and your career evolution. So, Brandon, every journey has its starting point. What's kind of the backstory of your faith becoming a guiding force in your life and in your career?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about my journey. And then as I get to where I am now with Miracle, I'd love Thomas to talk about his journey and then we can come here and kind of end it with Miracle. So if I go way, way back, my journey started with a praying mom and a dad in the church. And and that was really the strong base, was just all the prayer that was prayed over me at a young age. And it's so true what the Bible says about, you know, training your children up in the way they should go, and they won't stray from it. Like, that was always my compass, no matter what, you know, through all the dumb things you do as a kid, like through, like, you know, getting past cars and the street race and all the things you shouldn't do. I always had that compass to bring me back towards the church. And then so my first career was landscaping. My dad got me into that. I got into landscape design, got a job at Home Depot, met my department head. He saw something in me and he taught me how to do like hardscapes, building walls, things like that. From there, I got a position as a detail crew leader. So installing for all the like Bank of America's, basically every major bank in St. Louis, I was doing the installs and designs for. And then from there, I got promoted to account representative. And that's when I like got to understand how much I enjoy like customer interaction along with the physical work. And from there, I got to have to actually take on a whole massive apartment complex and do all their designs and installs as working just for them. And there I started learning a little bit more about how business works. And it was around that time I also started my DJ company with my buddy Phil. And
did you scratch records?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We did it all. We DJed rap concerts. We DJed weddings. We DJed bar mitzvahs. We did it all.
Did you do vinyl? That's the real question.
No. That was, I feel like that's a stronger niche now than it was then. I see it pretty big now. I actually went to a wedding recently where they had the vinyl going. That was cool to see. But we were on mixers, but we had some pretty solid mixes out there. If you ever want to check out FMF Audio on SoundCloud, we got some fun mixes out there. And
I might need some backing tracks for the podcast.
We got you.
They used to put I go way back. I'm 47. I don't know how old you guys are, but Grandmaster P, what he used to do is he used to take a Quran and mark the spot on the vinyl where to stop and go from during his mixing stuff. Anyway,
so okay,
I interrupt you. It was pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, that's smart.
It is awesome.
But yeah, so I had that DJ company from the time we were about 17 till about 30. I DJed, and that was just part of the background of my career. And then from the design job at the apartment complex, I got the opportunity to step into the medical field. And I didn't know, but this was really the beginning of God starting to get a hold of me, because when I was in St. Louis, I had everything kind of my way. You know, I ran my friend groups. I had tons of friends, and just sort of like, I felt like a lot of it was me. I knew I was gifted. I knew God was one that gifted me, but I wasn't using those gifts for God to glorify him in any way. Going to church sometimes, but I really wasn't giving it all to him. I just knew I was just kind of using what he had given me to get my way. And so when I got brought on as Varen Medical Technologies, is the company that brought me on in St. Louis in the medical field. And when I interviewed, they actually, they offered me the job that I ended up with right away. And I told them, no, I want to start from the ground up. So I actually went into their operations to see how all the instruments worked, and then got promoted from there to actually building the electromagnetic navigation system. Wow. So that thing was built from the ground up. And then after 4 years of that, I told them, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to go out and learn. So I went into my medical schooling to get my specialty degree in electromagnetic navigation. Got that, and then they sent me out to New Jersey, and this was the first big like faith move I've ever had in my life, because I didn't want to go to New Jersey. I wanted to go to South Carolina. I wanted to go anywhere else but New Jersey. And
I hear you.
I'm going to New Jersey because God said you're going to New Jersey. And I prayed this prayer, which has become one of the most dangerous prayers in my life, and consistent one now that I'm less afraid of than I was then. It's just, you know, God, if you want me to walk through this door, open it so wide I can't touch either side, to close it. And if you don't close it so tight, I could never open it. And he opened it up, and I went through. So I moved to New Jersey, and my job out there was just going to hospital. My territory is New Jersey all the way up to Maine. And I was at a different hospital each day, training CT techs, training doctors on how to use the system, how to navigate your nodules, and I'd be in the OR for the procedures, overseeing it, make sure they were successful. And the focus was early lung cancer detection that we use electromagnetic navigation for. And I just learned a ton through that, having that level of responsibility, just the travel, I say, matures anybody. And it was a lot of time with just me and God. It was a ton of alone time with just me and God. You know,
it's a lot of traveling for sure.
Yeah. When I did my first year, I had spent 226 nights or so in a hotel. And he took all of my base I had made away. You know, my friends were my strength, my backup, everybody, everything I built up in St. Louis. He took it all away. And it was stripped down to just me and him. And then after a year into that position, a buddy called me up and he said, hey, I'm starting a telecommunications company and I want you to be the CEO. And so I laughed at him. And I just said, call me back in a month if you're serious. And sure enough, like to the day, he called me back in a month. And he said, I'm serious. And I said, I've never been a CEO before. And he said, I don't need a CEO. I need someone that can play ball. And I was like, Well, you know, I can. So I prayed about it, and I felt led to go. So I switched careers again and went to Tennessee and joined up with Cap 5 Telecommunications, became their CEO. When I first got in there, they were pretty deep underwater. Their plan to do construction wasn't working, and so God gave me the mind to come in there, shift the plan, move towards maintenance, and took it from losing somewhere like $130,000 in a year to profiting over $2 million. So,
isn't that amazing though? I'm just sitting here listening to your story and just like totally blown away because, you know, the fact that you went from where you started, like when you started working, and then all of a sudden people are starting to call you about being a CEO, your telecommunications, you're in the medical field. That's just awesome. And what I love about that is every time you said God, or I prayed, or I looked to God for this thing, every step you made was in a better direction. Now, it doesn't always happen that way for the folks out there that think it's going to. It doesn't always turn out that way. But I will say this, no matter what happens, if you depend on God like this gentleman here did, your path is going to be definitely the right path. So, yeah, continue on, Brandon. I know you got more.
You just give God your yes. And God had a lot more waiting for me in Tennessee than I could have ever expected, because my the CFO, his wife actually works with, who is my wife now at the time, but I didn't know, at a faith-based recovery home where women that have been on drugs, they're able to come there and bring their children and recover from that. And they don't use any kind of other drugs to get them to that point. They use faith. They use the Lord. So
that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
They introduced that CFO's wife told me that I needed to meet Grace, my wife. And she was like, she's your wife. You got to meet her. I'm like, all right, then I got to call her. And I called her, and we were married within like 7 months of starting a date, and we had a baby, beautiful baby girl within another 6 months of being married. So God just keeps me on that rocket ship. I told her, I warned her, I said, listen, ever since I gave God my yes, it's like I have a rocket attached to my butt. So don't get on this ride if you're not ready. Fast. And it has been fast, just like I promised her. So that in October, I actually went board position only with Cat 5. And then it's another one of those moments where I paused and I let God just lead me. And I was at church, and I was just walking up to Thomas here to check on him, to see how he was doing, see what life had going on. And and I told him what had been happening in my life, and he was like, you should come by the office. And we had a few talks, and I started getting that feeling again where that's where God wanted me to be next. I'll let Thomas jump in there, because I want him to tell you some of his background and some of the background of Miracle, which is the company that God brought me to.
Yeah, Thomas, tell us more about Miracle, how you got started. What was kind of the journey to starting your business? And just share a little bit about that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. I am... you know, I actually wanted to create the company, and, you know, that reading through Matthew and giving to the needy. And that was just kind of like the idea behind it. You know, there's been a lot of ups and downs throughout the journey, but I've just been incredibly blessed to meet people like Brandon and have people like Brandon on the team that, you know, can pray for our company, that can, you know, lead by his faith, you know. And so, I think there's been a lot of mistakes that I've made early on, just, you know, wanting to grip it too tight and take control and things like that. And instead of just surrendering everything to the Lord and giving that to him and entrusting him. But Brandon, you know, his ability to just sit there and follow God and trust him and pray and, do things like just like opening meetings in prayer and just, you know, praying for the clients and
that's awesome.
loving on them and just trying to share, you know, the different fruits of the Spirit with our clients and keeping that first and foremost has been something that I've certainly enjoyed doing with Brandon.
Man, that's awesome, dude.
I want Thomas to tell you a little bit about what he's done in the past in the sports world too. It's pretty cool how God brought his journey along as well.
I don't mind doing that as long as it's not Ohio State. If it's Ohio State, then we'll save it for the off camera stuff.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Just kidding, Thomas. Go ahead.
No, you and me both. I played wide receiver at Colorado State from 2010 to 2013, and that's been remarkable to watch that program grow. And you know, that was a journey that I think I had, you know, just having, you know, as a lot of former athletes out there that, you know, have played sports their whole lives, and you know, you get this identity that's wrapped around, you know, your team or your sport or whatever, or even in our business. But there are, you know, a lot of programs out there like Fellowship of Christian Athletes or Athletes in Action or just things like that that were really impactful for my faith. And you know, there are a lot of people out there like David and Brandon and just, you know, people in your community that you can make relationships with that love Jesus. And so I think it's a really cool thing, David, that you have a podcast that is speaking about this and the success in business and the success in, you know, different things. But how cool it is to share your faith publicly. And at the end of the day, all the glory goes to God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just give me 1 second. I'm going to move the camera. I'm going to show you my team. I don't know about Colorado State, but here you go.
Oh, no, not the Buffs.
Oh,
we got to be in a little bit.
I don't have the new one on there, but I'm going to get the new one out of it. Do you guys know anybody that does embroidery? Because I need that new one up there.
Yeah.
I had to throw it in there.
We've got a couple people on our team that are Crimson Tide fans, so I'm sure that they would love seeing that.
I actually love running into Crimson Tide people now. I'm just so proud of our team. I had to do it. I'm glad you brought up sports, because I'm a sports nut for sure.
That's awesome.
Uh-oh, here we go. Okay, there it is. Brought it back. All right, so love technical difficulties, right? Let's see here. Where are we at? Let's see. Next question for both of you. In integrating faith with professional practices, could you just share how this philosophy, the philosophy reflects on your daily business operations?
I'll let Thomas lead that one off.
Yeah, I think that's something that we've got to fight for every day, you know, and I think it starts with, you know, the individuals. But I've been just so blessed with partners that love the Lord as well. And so incorporating that into the business, I mean, I think it's difficult when you start to grow and you have a large amount of people. But I think just loving them for where they're at and in their journey and not judging them. I think that, you know, a lot of Christians can get the stereotype of being judgmental. But I think as I've been learning in my faith is just loving people for where they're at has been the biggest thing for me, I would say.
Awesome. How about you, Brandon? What's your take on that? You know, integrating faith and take on your professional practice and just how that reflects in your business philosophy.
I think just raw honesty. I found a lot when I was, you know, a CEO of Cat 5, I found that just the rawest honesty I could bring in every part of my life yielded the best results. So just when I was talking to the people of Verizon, when I was talking to people of T-Mobile, I told them exactly where I was at. And that meant telling them where I am and with my faith as well. That meant asking them if I could pray before our meeting. That, you know, just being completely honest about it, because there's so much shielding, pretending, changing who you are that you do when you're younger to try to fit the mold that you think this person that you're talking to wants you to be. And I'd say the Holy Spirit tore that away from me more and more over the years to now, like, I don't want to be anything else but what God wants me to be. So just that absolute pure honesty with everyone you're speaking to. And I know exactly what Thomas is talking about, the coming off with, you know, with the attitude of holier than thou. But I think it's pretty hard to do that if you find that place of, hey, some of the best Christians have made the biggest mistakes. Some of the most beautiful worship I've seen is actually from the ladies that my wife, takes it up at Blue Monarch, and watching them worship is incredible. They have literally seen hell on earth. Like, they have the darkest parts and experienced the craziest things you could ever imagine, but they've been there, and God pulled them out, so they've seen the worst parts, and that makes them worship more than a lot of people.
That's awesome, man. Another question for both of you. Now, your company's faith-based values have quite a significant impact, I'm sure, on the community and engaging with the community. Could you just share an example of this action? We'd love to hear, you know, these impactful stories of how your business and other businesses, even in the area or just, you know, around the country, engage with the community and you know, how, you know, what that looks like for your company.
Yeah, I think the first thing that we've been really focused on is just different things throughout our church at Zeal Church in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They've actually provided, you know, a local, regional, national, and global, you know, outreach, which they've qualified a significant amount of different groups that are either, you know, in sex trafficking, or just different things. And then locally to Nashville as well, you know, we have a serve day on, I think it's on Saturdays, once a quarter, things like that. And it's been really impactful for our community as well.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. To me and Thomas both attend Zeal, and it's pretty cool to be able to plan out what money we will see from our efforts at Miracle, and we talk about openly, like, how much money we'll be able to go to Zeal whenever we are looking at a potential deal that could bring us money. So we're very much aligned in our giving and knowing why we're here. And it's not for our own glory or to build up our own names, but it's literally building up Zeal because they're working on a new building right now. So we're very excited about that. And we're excited that I believe God's going to give us a huge opportunity to be a big financial part of that building. And it's super humbling that God would put us in this position.
That's awesome. Looking ahead to the future for both of you. How do you see faith shaping the future of your business? What are some things that you're excited about maybe coming up this year, or some things that you've been dreaming about or thinking about? And you know, how is faith shaping those decisions?
If you don't mind, I'll lead this one off.
Brother.
Most excited about it is that God has brought me and Thomas together. It was one of those cool situations where we weren't supposed to meet. We met in a couples group that me and my wife were teaching, but we weren't even supposed to be the ones that were leading. It was handed to us. That journey to get me and Thomas in the same place, and now we're in the same company, and it's the most aligned I've ever been with the owner of a company and God's mission. So I know that's powerful, and that's what I'm most excited about this year, because I know with us praying over these things and where our mindset's at, God is going to bless us in what we do, and we're going to be able to touch so many people with the resources he puts in our hands.
That's awesome. Thomas, what do you think? Can you add something to that?
Absolutely. You know, I seeing Brandon's leadership and just how he handles prayer and how invested he is in his journey with the Lord, I really just wanted to submit that to what he was looking for. And, you know, coming in and seeing what, you know, Brandon was bringing to the table, you know, praying for our employees, just the leader that he is. Mm. I really thought, you know, what an incredible opportunity to really put faith first in this company, and I really appreciate that about him.
That is very cool. That is very cool. So he sounds like encouraging your faith a little bit as well, Thomas, and the company. That's pretty awesome. That's so cool.
Appreciate that a lot.
So the dream collaboration. Question for both of you. Mm-hmm. If you could pick one person from now, from the past, that you could collaborate with in business, or in your personal life, whatever it is, who would that be? And why? This is a throw-in question, Brandon.
I picked David. He made his mistakes, but I mean, that guy's a boss. Yeah. You know, I think the version now of doing the kind of work he did would be a lot less bloody. Because he was in a different time where different work needed to be done for God, but the mindset and humility before God was amazing.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
Who made?
I like the fact that he was. A lot of people interpret it the wrong way, but I think he might have actually danced naked in the street. So, Anyway, I won't go any further with that. We're supposed to keep it G-rated for YouTube, so Thomas, how about you, buddy? Who would be your dream collaboration?
I'm thinking if Brandon's got David, I've got Solomon.
Okay. And why Solomon?
I think he would, you know, he's just known to be one of the wisest people that lived, and to look at just what he did over the years in that day and time, you know, it would be really cool to go back and spend a little bit of time with him.
Yeah.
Now Solomon was the one with the hair, right? He got the wisdom from the hair.
That's right.
That's Sam. You might be thinking about Samson.
I was going to say, oh no, Samson. You're right. Sorry.
The grief from the hair.
Well, I was just
how much from Samson. I don't think he was making the wisest decisions.
I was trying to come up with a good joke about the bald head with Brandon, but yeah,
save those for me, David.
But let's see here. So I really want to thank both of you for coming on today. I appreciate your stories and just kind of your encouraging words, and I'm praying that God would just continue to encourage you and just grow your business and anoint your business. Thank you for both sharing your incredible journey with us today. To our listeners, we hope today's conversation inspires you to explore how your faith can influence your professional path. Remember, in you lies the potential for extraordinary achievement and profound impact. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Unhinged Podcast. Until next time, keep the faith at your forefront. And one other thing, you mentioned Zeal Church, right? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Where is that located at specifically?
It's in Nashville. It's at White Ridge in Charlotte.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Very cool.
7 Charlotte.
Awesome. So if you guys don't have a church out there, go check out Zeal Church. And I'm sure they'd love to have you come visit and check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on any platform, on your favorite platform, and follow us on social media to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Share this episode with someone who needs the extra push of faith and entrepreneurship. Take care, and God bless everybody.